Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
And you, Martin, how are you?
I'm good. I feel like we only see each other when I'm plugging a Vicar Street.
This is probably true, but that's okay. I know that all my friends use me. It's fine. They just go, I've got to promote something. I'm here. Like Dermot, when he comes in, he doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about not seeing me anymore. He just goes, sell my podcast. Tell him about my live shows. And yet, I'm okay with you doing that for me. It's fine. Don't
worry. Feels so used.
Yeah, it's fine.
Taken for granted.
Don't worry. But you are doing a couple of Vicar Streets, which is just unbelievable. What a venue.
Yeah, it's my favourite venue. It's like my home stadium, you know.
Yeah. To bring it back to the football analogies. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like playing at home, it is. And, you know, it's just, I feel so at home when I'm on that stage. Mm. You know, I'm doing the 25th of October, and that's sold out.
And yeah, so the 17th of November, though, is the new date, isn't it?
That's the new date that was added, yes. Yeah. Tickets are flying out for that as well. So, yeah, it's every time I sell one out, I owe my manager €50.
Really?
Because I'm always like, yeah, we're not going to sell this one out. The hype's going to die down, I'm telling you.
And then it doesn't. Yeah. And then you can give them the £50. That's a good place to be. And then, like, about the show itself. So what are people going to get when they come along to Vicar Street on November 17th that isn't currently sold out, but the one in October is?
So basically, like, comedy has to be relatable.
Yeah.
So the name of the show is It Just Me? And I know it's not just me, so that's why I wrote the material for the show. So relationships, friends,
right,
your parents, going on holidays and stuff, you
and
know.
It's look, you know who you're talking to as well. It's you're talking to girls, you're talking to women who are going through what you're going through and living the life you're living.
Totally. And then, like, when you talk about relationships, because they always drag their
fellas along.
I mean, it'll just be about three men in the audience, you know, way out our depths. But I love when I get the feedback from the lads afterwards, like, oh, my boy dragged me along. I have to say, we're actually pretty good. Like.
You'll take that as a compliment from an Irish lad. Definitely. Yeah, totally. And didn't you write a book that, I won't say it's a companion, but it's like it's one for the girlos.
Yeah, so obviously my main demographic is women. And I started off making videos kind of taking the mick out of girl groups, you know, that friend who does this, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And everyone tags their mates in the video, like, that's you, Sarah, or that's me. So I made like a funny self-help book called One for the Girlos, How to Survive the WhatsApp Group, How to Survive a Girl's Holiday. And again, relatable. You'll read that book and you'll be like, that's me, or else that's you.
That's my mate. Yeah, totally. And how about surviving a girl's holiday? There's got to be a few tips you can throw out here. Like, I mean,
I just feel like it's carnage. Like, you know, when you go into the hotel room, it's like a bomb went off. There's just, you don't come home from the holiday the same person as you were when you went over. You don't even have the same friendships that you have going over, you know?
Yeah, everything changes.
And what happens on the holiday stays on the holiday.
I've heard that, yeah. So we won't press you for any more details. But the book, One for the Girlos, is coming out October 11th. 25th sold out in Vicar Street, but November 17th, get your tickets. But listen, we need to talk about your other adventure. Since I last saw you, I don't think you were doing this kind of fitness app and instruction, certainly the last time we spoke.
Yeah, probably would have only been in its infancy back then.
So talk to us about it. This is fascinating, I think.
Yeah, so I have a page on Instagram called Coach Enya, and I have a PT cert, I have a nutrition cert, and I remember I kind of did a 360 with my diet and my relationship with exercise.
Right.
And I just felt amazing from it. And I wanted other women to understand, like, look, it's not complex. You don't have to be following these shake diets or ice-only diet. And it's just me giving, like, you know, breaking down the information for women to understand, doing it in a funny way. Obviously,
yeah,
my
course.
Personality, yeah. My flair comes across on the page. But yeah, it's doing really well. I have an app, the Coach Enya app and stuff, and just, you know, foods to follow, exercise routines to follow, and just improving women's relationship with exercise and nutrition.
And so when you kind of made that turn on the journey, how do you feel now about yourself and about every day when you wake up in the morning? Do you feel like you're in a better place and you're happier? And
oh, like, I believe in the 80-20 rule, like 80%, you know, nutritionally dense food and 20% pure nut or crap. Like, and I think once you live like that, you know, you don't have to pick a side. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It has
to have a bit of both.
Yeah, you can blend in both. And I just think people need to understand that you don't have to pick a camp, but eat good, feel good, eat crap, feel crap. And I can tell you now, like, I'm a totally different person than I was when I even first started in comedy.
Really?
You know, my diet was out the window, like, walked from here to the fridge. Like, that was about it. So I am a completely different person. My mental health is just so much better. And I felt like because I was in the spotlight, I did have to look after myself that bit more as well. It's very easy to go down the route of partying and, you know, going out after gigs and stuff.
Yeah. And would you be better behaved now? Because you're just aware, as you said, it's 80-20. You're aware, well, hang on, I can make a better decision here.
Oh, when I go on holiday, like, all bets are off the table, you know, like, I'll pig out. Like, but when I get home, it's just back to a routine. And, you know, maybe I'll go out the odd weekend and have a meal out and stuff. But yeah, I am very well behaved. I also feel like I have a certain level of responsibility as well because I am in the spotlight.
Well, that's especially if you're putting yourself forward as coach Enya. Mm. You know, you don't need to be, as you said, an angel all the time, but you do need to live the real life version of what you're talking about.
Yeah, you have to be conscious as well. Like, you don't want to be sending mixed messages. Like, I don't want to be putting up clips of me on my Gizla Laugh page down in Jager Bombs and then on Coach Enya. It's like, guys, we need to control this, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
It's, you have to be a bit real and a bit transparent. So I do keep the message the same on both pages.
Good stuff. Glad to hear it. Well, look, Coach Enya is the app. And what's the name of the Instagram page again?
Coach Enya.
Coach Enya as well. Yeah. Okay, well, I should
keep
remember
it simple.
This. Okay, quick fire round before you go. What are you currently obsessed with?
I don't watch a lot of TV, but I actually love listening to podcasts.
Okay.
Obviously, yeah, not football ones.
Not football ones in the middle of the night by your other half. But yeah, so what do you like to listen to?
I love listening to Andrew Huberman. So he's a neuroscientist. So I love like learning how the brain picks up on habits and stuff.
Huberman
and how it
Labs,
works.
Isn't that what he's called?
That's yeah, it, yeah. So I'm just obsessed with exercise as well. But yeah, that's my obsession. Listen to new podcasts. You learn something
Fair.
New every day.
You do, absolutely. Who's the most famous person in that phone of yours?
I actually don't have a lot of famous people. Well, what's considered famous in Ireland, you know?
Well, listen, we'll take any name.
I say me ma.
Absolutely.
She's
brilliant
known
answer.
All over Dublin.
Yeah, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. What was in your lunchbox when you were about 8 in second class?
Oh, a gone off apple, a gone off orange, stale ham sandwiches, because I used to always rob my friends chocolate spread sandwiches.
So you just let yours build up over the week.
And the smell of it. You remember those plastic lunch boxes?
Yeah.
You just open the lid and you'd be like,
I remember them. My kids have them now. It's like, oh, who had a banana today? I can smell it from here. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't. So I want to know, do you wash your legs in the shower?
I don't. I actually don't. I just let the water run down them.
I'm so glad to hear. I'll tell you, about 40% of the people I ask are like you and me. And they're, and I'd say of the other 60%, a good 10% of them are lying and they're not being brave enough to admit it. So yeah, we don't wash our legs.
I feel it's like a backcountry road that's not used much, you know, whereas like your torso is like the M50. It's used all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, you've got to wash that traffic off. Absolutely. Enya Martin is in Vicar Street on the 25th of October. Sold out. November 17th, not sold out. Enya, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Will. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.